Live at EXT, Local 518. Honey Slider is here. Katie and Alex, thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are the two main people for Honey Slider, right?
Yes, that is correct.
How did you guys meet and start Honey Slider?
We actually met 2012 in a student-run production of Rent, the musical. And that was at UAlbany, where we both went to school. And from there, we started writing music together pretty soon afterward. And then actually decided to be a band in 2015. 16, around there.
Yeah, 16, right around the time that Unearned Unhappiness came out. That was our first album.
Now, are you guys both from here, or did you come here just to go to school?
We both came here for school.
I'm originally from Elmira, New York.
And I'm from Herkimer, New York.
Just came here for school and never left.
Yeah.
Never left. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So you put out that first album in 2016.
Correct.
I'm imagining you guys have continued writing songs. You're working on some new stuff.
Yeah. So actually, the songs that we'll have on today are all part of our newest EP called Why Not Tonight.
Tell me about the name, Honey Slider. Where does this come from?
I was at a concert for the band Houndmouth with my parents, and they have a song called Honey Slider. And it was right around the same time that Alec and I were trying to figure out what to name the band. And my mom suggested, oh, that would be cool, Honey Slider. And then he was like, I don't get it, but I like it, so let's go for it.
It's kind of come into its own for us. I think we kind of grew into it. At first, it was kind of like a why not thing. Like, mm-hmm. we couldn't really think of anything better, but now it's kind of like we've grown into it, I think.
Yeah. We've adopted it as our own.
So even though you didn't get it at first, Alec, it worked out okay for you?
I mean, it sounds cool, so that was really, that's what had me.
Tell me about writing songs. Do you both write together, or is there another process for you?
I think we both have different processes, and then sometimes we will write together. I think more often than not, we each write individual songs and kind of bring them together, and we'll be like, okay, but you sing this part, I'll sing this part, we'll throw in a two-part harmony on the chorus, and that's how most of the songs kind of flesh out. Sometimes we do sit down and, like, she'll have a something musical for a verse, and I'll throw in something musical for a chorus, and we'll kind of write the lyrics together. But that happens less than, I think, us writing songs individually on our own, thinking that would be good, that would mm-hmm. sound great with us, so bringing it together.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the orchestration and, like, adding harmonies and stuff we do together, and so we'll kind of bring the skeleton of a song, one of us will, to the other person, and then together we'll make it into what is recorded, like the finished product.
Katie and Alec are here. This is Honey Slider. We're live at EXT. Tell me how you would describe your songs.
This is, like, one of the most difficult questions that we ever answer, because we feel
it's kind of like hops between genres.
It hops between genres. And I think our first album that we released was 10 songs, and I think that one hopped around a lot.
Because that was like 4 songs I had written, and I brought to Alec, and he's like, oh, I have 4 songs too. And then we just wrote 2 together. So there's kind of a dichotomy with that album, because Alec writes very, like, Broadway-esque music. I feel like I write more just kind of simple folky stuff. So when you put it together, we've been described as Broadway
folk. When we put it together, it kind of feels to us, and it feels cool to us, and it sounds to us kind of like a novel thing. And I think on our newest album, Why Not Tonight, I think that comes across more so than our last one. Like I said, our last one was kind of erratic, and, like, the songs were kind of all over the place, but I think this one's a little bit more succinct. So there's definitely a lot of pop rock, jazz, mm-hmm. I would say, are the three dominant.
You try to throw some blues,
like, I like to play guitar, so I like to play some blues guitar. We had a couple guest musicians on the album playing some strings and a saxophone, and a buddy of mine played some lead guitar on it too. All of the songs are, like, really full band and kind of more, like, the name Honey Slider, I think we've kind of come into our sound as well a little bit more on this newest album.
And that new album is called Why Not Tonight. Well, let's have you guys play a couple of the songs. Do you want to say anything about That's Okay?
That's Okay is the first song on the album, and I think it was the first track for the album that we had written. We've been playing it live for like a year and a half now. Kind of, it's definitely one of my favorites, and I think it's one of the more upbeat, poppy ones. I think a lot of people can mm-hmm. vibe to it.
Chipping that tooth, and it's bound to come loose one day. Mm-hmm. nothing anyway. Sure made me pay. Hip, hip, hooray. No, that's okay. Hey, when the doorbell rings, just give me my things and walk away. Do you think I'd better not know? Do you think it's better on the low? Okay, I wouldn't want you getting hurt anyway. Yeah, you took the blame, but you left the pain. No, that's okay, I'll just assume I'm the one insane.
Katie.
And I'm Alec, and we are Honey Slider.
And this is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
Thank you.
5 at EXT, Local 518, Honey Slider. And that song is Hard to Breathe. That's one of the new songs as well from the new
EP?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first single we put out in mid-August. And again, just like That's Okay, it's one that we've been playing live for a while now. So it was pretty fun with both of those songs to have songs that we've already been playing live for so long and then record them and mess around with them and change the orchestration and stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, one of the coolest parts about recording it has been like working out the orchestrations, because we do a lot on the recordings that we don't necessarily have the manpower to do live, so they're a lot more full band and
like six vocal
a lot
parts.
More fun, you know? Yeah, like she mentioned, like I write in a very Broadway sense. Like I just really love harmonies, so I like throw a bunch of harmonies on everything. It's kind of dense, I guess, in that way.
Nice big sound.
Yeah. Nice big sound. I like a nice big sound with the vocals, and that's kind of one of my calling cards. I wrote That's Okay, and she wrote Hard to Breathe. So like we were saying, like the way we write songs, those were two that we wrote separately and kind of brought together.
And then how many songs are going to be on the Why Not Tonight?
Seven songs.
Did you write three and she wrote three and you wrote one together?
How did this work?
I'm going to make you think on this
one. We did two we wrote together, then you wrote three and I wrote two.
We wrote one with Will, too.
Oh, yes.
Our bass player helped us write a little bit of one. So we got him on some of the action a little bit, too.
This one's a little bit more collaborative than our first one, for sure.
The band is Honey Slider, and they're a Local 518, man. These guys are really awesome together. I really love the sounds you guys are making here today. So
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by. Who would you say would be, I'm sure there's a lot, you mentioned that you're like all over the place influence-wise, so I'm sure that the list is infinite. But if you would like take the top tier, who would be at the top of the list?
Probably Ben Folds.
Yeah.
We really like
Ben
Folds.
We're big, big Ben Folds fans.
Was that a shared interest right out of the gate? Did you notice that? Or is that something one of you introduced the other to?
I think I kind of introduced you to Ben Folds
a little bit.
I was a decent fan when we met in college, and she had known a couple songs, and then I kind of really
I knew Brick. So
we shared our interest, and
now I like
since
all of them.
Has been, you know, I have all of his albums on CD that I just rotate on my car, all of Ben Folds' 5 albums.
Yeah, we love Ben Folds.
But she said we're also both very influenced by Broadway and musical theater. We both, like, we met doing a production of Rent. Theater is a big part of our life. We've written a couple musicals as well.
Yeah, that's our other hobby.
Us. Yeah, on the side, we also write some musicals.
No, kind of like classic rock, like Jackson Brown, songwriting-wise and lyrically is a huge...
Definitely.
Awesome. Dire Straits.
Yeah. Dire Straits, yeah. Mark Knopfler is one of my personal heroes.
We're live at EXT with Honey Slider. The new EP is called Why Not Tonight. How can folks find you guys online? Because a lot of people are listening now. They're going to want to find you. So
we are on Facebook and Instagram under Honey Slider. So on Instagram, it's Honey Slider Music. And then on Facebook, it's just Honey Slider. You can search it and you'll see us. We try to post as often as possible about any upcoming events that we have in the community. We play out in Albany, in Troy, in the surrounding areas probably 4 to 6 times a month. You can always catch us somewhere.
And then I'm assuming your CD will be available for folks to get in other ways as well, not just at the shows.
Yep. Absolutely.
All digital streaming services. Yes.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us so much. It's been a blast.
Great.
This last song you're going to play, Nora, do you want to say anything about this one?
Yeah. So its namesake, Nora, is because I tried really hard to channel Nora Jones in this song. So it's bluesy, fun.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Just you and me.
in one place. You've got to face your fear sometime.
You gotta move closer and dance with me. You gotta move closer and see what I see. Right now it's just you and me.
Hi, this is Alec Lewis.
And this is Katie Gallagher, and we're members of Honey Slider.
Thank you for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.